What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today, I'm sitting with Megan, Kiki, and Mandy, the three members of Viva La Round Girls. Yeah, man. It was super fucking fun recording with them. A little info about this episode. You might hear references to other episodes that already kind of happened. It's because I've been holding on to this episode for about a month now. Yeah, and I apologize to you gals for holding it this long. But for the listeners, they knew I was holding it this long because they're actually gonna be part of Podcast Stereo Fest 2017, taking part in Los Angeles this Sunday, November 19th, at La Plaza LA. You could just go to La Plaza LA and click on the click on them, and the direction is there. It's clickable, so I'll send you directly to the place. I recorded with the ladies of Viva La Round Girls. They're actually a podcast themselves, so that's why it makes sense that they're taking part of Podcast Stereo 2017 this year. A little bit about Podcast Stereo 2017. So Molcajete Dominguero presents the inaugural year of Podcast Stereo Fest, a space created to highlight the Latinx voices of the podcasting world. Podcast Stereo Fest was created to amplify the Latinx voice of the podcast world and as a space for the community to discuss the visibility and invisibility of the Latinx digital content creators. While several events exist presenting the diversity of the podcast world, the exclusivity of such gathering fails to include the growing members of the intersexual POC Latinx, Spanglish, and queer voice of podcasting. As part of Molcajete Dominguero, a monthly pop-up event in Los Angeles where 70 Latinx vendors and growing, Podcast Stereo Fest 2017 will take stage on Sunday, November 19th at Plaza de la Cultura y Artes on downtown LA at 1 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. So hopefully you guys are able to attend this event. Like I mentioned, Viva La Round Girls will be taking part of this event. I'll be there. I'm not going to be there as a panel member or a member of this event. I'm just going to be there as a fan of this, or a fan of the podcast that I'll be taking part of. I will be there with stickers. So if you guys want some stickers, just all you got to do is come up to me and I'll give them to you for free. If you want to take a picture, I don't care. I'll take a picture, I guess. So, I mean, I'm just trying to help. I want to promote this event because not only because Viva La Round Girls is going to take part of it, but also because it's a Latinx event. And I could attest that there are a lot of podcast festivals out here, but unfortunately, you need to be famous. I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality of it. You need to have some kind of fame. You have to be involved in Hollywood or something, or you need to have a lot of followers. So this it's a great platform for anybody that's just starting out and it's talking about real things like Viva La Round Girls. So a little bit of info about Viva La Round Girls. So Viva La Round Girls features Kiki, Mandy, and Megan, three brown round girls from the city of LA, spread their light and love for the world. Each episode, they come together while they promote like-minded feminists who inspire them every day. They will be serving up different topics from spicy trends, delicious topics, right down to some of the favorite food joints in LA. Grab a plate and treat yourself to a buffet of self-love, acceptance, and empowerment. So hopefully you guys love that description. So you can find them on iTunes and Stitcher. I was trying to be a people around girl, but it didn't happen. It's all good. You know, you got Megan. She's a shy one. She really doesn't, like, you're going to hear on the episode, she usually doesn't talk that much. I talked a little bit to Mandy, and she said she has to warm up to you first. So, you know, they told me, like, they were nervous and they didn't know what to expect. Actually, I think I heard it on their one of their episodes. They gave me a shout out and they're talking a little bit about me. You know, I heard it, girls. I heard it. So I'm listening to your podcast every week. We actually released our episodes the same day. So today they're releasing their episode, and they have an episode feature themselves. So hopefully you guys don't fight over which episode you're gonna hear. Hopefully you guys hear both. Doesn't matter what order you're listening to them. You know, to me at least, it doesn't matter. As long as you hear it, you listen to them, and you hear their message. And I had a great time. Hopefully it shows on the episode. So yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I think I promoted everything I needed to promote it. Like I said, I'll be at Podcast Stereo. So hopefully I see you guys there. I'll have stickers, and they have stickers. They're making some buttons. So their logo is a pizza. Who doesn't love pizza? I already told them I want a sticker. I want to put them on my laptop. And I collect stickers. So you know, hey, it's a perfect segue, right? It's the perfect segue. Now to my stickers. Talking about my stickers now. So I want to give a shout out to everybody that contacted me wanting a sticker. Happy birthday to Simply V. She sent me a message today. I'm recording the intro on Monday. So she sent me a message, a picture actually of the postcard. Because I mailed everybody their stickers. So hopefully if you're listening to this episode, the people that asked me for one, you should, because I gave you a sticker thinking that you're a fan of the podcast. But hopefully you guys got your letters. And for the ones that I didn't sign it, I'm sorry. I forgot to sign them. You know, I forgot to sign your letters. But, you know, hopefully I personalized, I send a personalized letter to you guys. I just didn't sign it, you know. Like, I mean, my autograph is not that important, you know. If I see you at Podcast Stereo Fest, you know, Podcast Stereo, then I'll sign it for you if you want. You know, I'll take a picture, like I said. So for my other listeners, you know, I know I have some listeners in the UK and Australia, Canada, the Czech Republic, France, Ireland. If you guys want a sticker, just all you have to do is look up my Instagram or send me an email at lemeknow@gmail.com, or just look up Let Me Know Pod on Instagram. Send me a direct message and I'll mail it to you. Like I said, I just want to thank everybody that sent me a message asking me for a sticker, and for everybody that kept talking to me after. I appreciate it. You know, I know you guys might have not expected to talk to me for that long, and honestly, like I say in every episode, if you let me talk, I'll talk. Like, I'll keep on talking. And I don't have much of a life. I'm dedicating a lot of my time to the podcast. I want to give a shout out to the Sassy Truth. She actually she did give me constructive criticism. She told me that the intros are too long, and I know that I'm working on that. It's just I like to talk, unfortunately, and I don't have nobody to stop me. So I'm working on, like, I'm thinking of getting a co-host to help me, like, hopefully that stops me. And if I have somebody that I have to talk to, or cut me off, or tell me, you know, that's too long, the intro's too long. She also told me about the music. So a little info about the music that I play in the beginning. It's always, like, you notice that it's always a different type of music. It's a different song. I do that because it's catered to my certain guests. So this episode, man, like, I put Woman by Kesha. You know, I don't know, I heard that, immediately thought of these girls, you know. Like, I don't need no man, like, to make me happy or to whatever, you know? And I felt that, not because they're members of the LGBT community. So it was an empowering song. Like, you know, it has a positive message, and their podcast is about spreading love and promoting. So love, and they're trying to promote, they're doing a positive thing. So I thought this is probably a positive song, and I felt it fit. To fit the theme, fit themselves. If you or your friends, you guys have a band, you have music, I do play music on the background of the episodes. Just send it to me, or send me a link where I could find it, and I'll do my best to, you know, get a hold of that music. If you want to be a guest, the same rules, just send me a message. I've actually had a couple people message me to come on the podcast, so I'm working on a couple of them. I'm trying to work my schedule, trying to work their schedule, you know, see where we could record. But I do appreciate everything you guys do for me and keep doing for me. So before I go, though, I have to ask you guys to please rate and review the podcast, because That's the only way my guests are going to be able to get attention. That's the only way the podcast is going to grow. Don't do it for me. You might hate my voice. You might hate me as a human being. Please just do it for my guests, because I can't help them if they're not being seen, if they're not being heard. So don't do it for me, guys. Just rate, and on the review, just write like the certain episode you enjoy. You don't even have to say anything about me. If you want to badmouth me there, but badmouth me, but then compliment my guest, go right ahead. You know, I understand. I'm annoying at times, and I think I'm funny when I'm not. You know, I've had messages of people telling me that I'm not funny, and that hurts. But you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and if that's the case, go right ahead and badmouth me. But please still share and review the podcast. But before I go, I want to give a shout out to Sidnasaurus or Sydney Santos. She actually sent me the sweetest message I could ever hope for. She wrote, like, I asked her what she thought of the podcast. That's what I did with everybody, you know. Like, I asked them, I wanted their feedback, so I asked them what they thought of it, and she sent me the sweetest message. I hope, if you're listening to me, please review, write that in the review section. Like, that would make my day. You know, you pretty much, what my goal for the podcast, you envisioned it, and you felt it, you felt the message and the direction that I was trying to take, I'm trying to take this podcast to. And I hope everybody agrees with her. I'm not going to read the message, but hopefully you guys review the podcast, okay? Before I let you go, I want to say good morning. I don't know what time you're listening to this episode. If you're listening to me in the morning, I want to be the first one. If I'm not the first one, I still want to say good morning. Hope you have a great day. Hope your day goes by quick and people don't fuck it up for you, okay? If you're listening to me in the afternoon, I hope your day was great. I hope you got through work all right. Hopefully nobody made you mad. If somebody made you mad, fuck them. Don't pay attention to them. If you give them the power to annoy you, to get you mad, then you lost the battle. Don't give them that power. Just ignore them and fuck it, you know, let it go. If you're listening to me at night, I just want to say good night. I hope you sleep well. Hopefully your day wasn't shitty, but if it was, tomorrow you have a brand new day and everything will be better. And if you fucked up today, you could always fix it tomorrow, okay? Or at least try to fix it tomorrow. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. So enjoy. What's up, everybody? Today I'm sitting with Kiki, Mandy, and Megan from Viva La Round Girls. Yeah. All right, cool, man. I was almost right there. I already messed up, man. But you know how that's going to be a great show when I start messing up in the beginning. So you know? So, yeah, man. So they're a podcast that they promote self-love. And I was going to say something nasty, but... That's just that kind of self-love, you know? But
there's other. There's all forms of self-love, though.
Yes, I mean, love yourself. Support. I mean, make sure you get it, too.
Fantastic. Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, well, as you guys know, I'm not very, like, I don't have that much equipment. So they're sharing a mic. So if you're not able to listen to them, it's because, I mean, I fuck up. I don't have the funds to buy more mics, but hopefully the mic does the job. So yeah, so it's a lot of talking on my part. Let's hear about you guys. Like, can you tell me about yourselves a little bit? Let the listeners maybe know you guys a little better.
Well, we started the podcast to basically
No, you.
We? Why me?
No, you personally. Hey, like, okay. Who's Kiki?
All right, Kiki. Why is Kiki?
Is it from like Kiki. Studio Ghibli? Like,
nah. Kiki is kind of just short for Kiki Pania. I had kind of mentioned it on Viva La Round Girls that it's kind of. It's in the name Hawaii. It's like a Hawaiian name for Stephanie.
Okay.
So pretty much, I really liked Kiki. I liked it. It sounded fun, funner than Steph. So that's where we got Kiki from. But pretty much, I have been on a self-love journey myself for a very, very, very long time now. I think it's been like important to kind of have social media a part of the self-love movement, because other people need to know that like it's not about what the media even puts out there, which is, you know, a lot of thin love. And so it's kind of been important for me and to see a lot of women come up in that, and now even men come up in the self-love movement with loving the skin that you're in. And that's always been a big part of me, and that's kind of what I try to incorporate into Viva La Brown Girls.
Aww. I like it. Good sentiment.
Well, I'm Megan.
Morgan.
Why Morgan? I've never understood that one. But I don't have a cool nickname because I don't like any of the nicknames people have given me, except for Bacon. Bacon. I like that one.
Why Bacon?
I eat a lot of bacon. Oh. I'm on a self-love journey as well. I have a genetic skin condition that kind of makes life hell, and it's not very talked about, and I try to shed some light on that, my day-to-day processes of how I live through that. Living as a brown queer woman in the world, you know, I found a wonderful wife that had a great sister, so we decided to make the podcast together, and it's helped me talk more openly and be more open-mindedly about politics, religion. I'm a really big political person. That totally comes up through on our podcast. And I'm really family-oriented, but my self-love journey is literally having to learn to love my skin, because my size has never been a problem. It's the skin I'm in is causing me harm, causing me hurt. So to learn to love that is kind of hard. It's really hard when you're struggling with pain every day, and it's not a very visible disease. People don't really talk about it very much. There is another podcaster though that talks about it. His name's Sterling Harrison, and that's kind of why I talk about my disease so much, because I want someone to find it and be like, hey, like I did, like, hey, I have that, like I'm not the only person that feels disgusting.
Well, what's the disease?
It's called HS.
Well, you said it was a disease, right? I didn't just fuck
up. No, yeah, no, no.
It's not a disease. It's a condition.
Oh, sorry.
It's a skin condition.
Yeah, I see. I caught it, though. Yeah,
I called it a disease, too. Okay. So, but it's a genetic skin condition. It is an autoimmune disease. And it's called HS. I can't say the full name of it. I never have been. But the short terms for it is HS.
And how does it, like, what does it do or what?
It's my skin is inflamed and swells and breaks like wounds everywhere, and
you get, like scabs and stuff.
Yeah, like open wounds, kind of everywhere, all the time, it's never ending, all day long. So it's like a all day, every day. Like I told Mandy today, I'm having a really bad day today.
So like, oh man, I could have just not came.
No, no. It's like, I mean, it's just something that happens. There are people that can't even work because of it. And I can't, I don't have that luxury.
So like, as you're like just sitting down, you just feel it tearing or what?
Yeah, bleeding, tearing, a lot of pain. But I mean, it's like, it's life. You got to keep going.
It's true.
I'm still cute. Yeah. Up here, though.
Still sucks, though.
Yeah, it does. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why I talk about it, because it's hard, but I'm not alone in it. And I think people should know that, too. Like, they're not alone. It's really hard. But you can still have a life and find love and have a family, have a job, live your life. It's just painful.
So I'm Mandy, and I'm also in Viva La Round Girls. My journey to self-love has been more about accepting my queer status, accepting that I'm more butchy than I think I was even a year ago, and just finding the comfort in myself there. Like Megan said, we got married, my sister Kiki, and we kind of just formed the podcast because one day we were sitting around talking about all these inspirational women that were helping us find love in ourselves. You know, Kiki's fashion style is real bold prints, crazy out there. Myself, I like my hat and my jeans.
She has more style than I do. I'm like, dang. I see, I have you on Instagram. I'm like, damn, man. Like, shit.
I love playing with fashion. I love it.
I don't have the patience. So
and she's a stylist, by the way. Oh, okay. So if anybody needs her stylist gear, DM her.
My email is kikithefatass@gmail.com.
I thought you were going to change that or something like that. Not that?
Keep it. Oh, okay. I got to keep it original. It has to stay original.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that's just a work email. It's because I've actually been known as that. I'm sorry. We got to get back to Mandy. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, the Round Girls was formed through the three of us kind of sitting around talking about real issues that we were both all facing in our lives. We were at three different parts in our lives where, you know, I was struggling with who I was, with my sexual orientation, coming out to my family, all of that. And that's what my struggle's been, has been trying to love myself through all of that. And I think I've done a pretty good job at trying to stay true to who I am and not conform to everybody else's form of what being queer is. And yeah, that's me.
Right. She's also the editor-in-chief of Viva La Round Girls, because we don't know how to do any of this. She does all the hard work. She doesn't give herself enough credit for it either.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I'm by myself, so I kind of like relate to you, like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I listen to your podcast, obviously, so like I hear like what you do. I was like, oh, I see what you did, cut that part. Like, I could only imagine.
Shit, we get cut off lots of times because there's some shit we say we're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty hard because you gotta keep going back and forth to make sure like it's a smooth cut, you know.
When we want something edited out, our code word is balls.
Oh, okay.
You can tell when Mandy gets pissed at us too, because she cuts off like our sentences and things like that, and it's just, it's funny because you know when she's mad. But you can tell when Mandy gets mad during editing, or when she's like wants to piss us off and she'll leave something in the podcast we asked her like specifically to cut off. I remember there's a lot of shit that she leaves in, and it's, I listen to it and be like, babe, what the fuck? And she's like, it's funny.
I do that too. If I feel it's funny, I'm gonna keep it in. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you can't just be all information, like, blah blah. You know, you need to have some humor to, like,
and some, you know, what is it? Uncensored humor too. Yeah. Like,
so you could tell mine's uncensored, right? Like, I started with, like, so you could cuss, you could say whatever the hell you want.
Dude, I was laughing at the Maria's Blues episode.
Oh, okay.
Because you were talking about how, like, you went to go eat without your girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, and I couldn't tell her because she was like, she'd get mad and shit. Yeah. I was dying, dude. I was like, fool, he knows the struggle.
Yeah, man. Like, we have an agreement where she doesn't listen to my podcast. No, that's only because it's good for her. Like, it's a good thing for her, because that way, I mean, one less thing we have to fight about, you know? And so I took advantage. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell them. Just in case, because like I told you guys, when you offered me the soda, I get gassy. Like, I eat really fast. So, like, when you eat, you know, it's all that air you're taking in. So, I end up burping a lot. So, yeah, that's why, you know, I had to give the listeners a little bit heads up, you know, just in case. But
that's cool. Me and Maddie get into arguments about eating without each other. Yeah, she Ubered Eats, like, McDonald's yesterday. I was like, what'd you get me? She's like, you ate El Pollo Loco. I was like, so
a pie would have been nice, you know?
And she was at work at the time.
Oh,
so
okay,
yeah,
it would have been cold.
I was at work down the street.
Well, you can't have the Uber driver or the Lyft driver go separate ways, you know.
Wait, what did you guys get me? Oh, pizza.
Should I jump in here too? It's like, well, what about me?
Well, we got your avocado.
Oh, oh, there we go. All right, cool.
They're like $1 for pound.
Yeah, thank you. Good thing I like avocados. So, have you had avocados with pizza?
What?
Yep. You don't even know about that.
Wait. What?
You deep fry it, the avocado. You deep fry the pizza with the avocado. And
what?
delicious, man. Teach us. Nah, I don't have time.
Man.
I don't have time.
He's busy.
You know, I gotta edit the podcast. Like, I gotta, you know. You saw how long it took me to set up. You know? It took me like half hour just to set up, you know.
Damn.
So, you know, it's gonna take me another half just to put everything back. So yeah. So why did you start the podcast? You know, like, I understand self-love, but what got you guys into doing that?
Yeah. Well, we were, like she said, we were sitting there talking about people that inspired us. And then me and Megan got to going into a little deeper into it. And she's like, yeah, but we don't even realize how inspiring we're being towards each other with stuff that we're talking about, or like even like in the conversations that we have, that we're realizing we're feeding ourselves little personal nuggets of like wisdom by talking good about ourselves, or by like uplifting each other up within our little tiny circle here. And it was just like, why can't we just do that for other women who are seeking it? Like, people have platforms and they don't use it to their advantage, and why not hold this little tiny platform that we could get and just throw like all these good vibes and good energy out into the world and let it be known that like your self-love, your mental, it's very important. And so that's kind of why we did this, so that way other people know, like, hey, if you have a skin condition you're trying to get over, you're not alone in this. If you have a mental disorder, you can't function sometimes, you can't get out of bed, hey, you're not alone in it. Like, hey, your jeans don't fit this morning, guess what, you're not alone in it. Like, straight up, it's just something that we want other women, men, anyone to like realize that they really aren't alone in the struggle. And that's kind of where, or what we wanted to use this little podcast platform for. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, if I didn't explain it right, go ahead and add on.
Me and Kiki, we go like into weird places in our conversations. And Maddie's always just sitting there looking at us like, what is that? Like, we were eating nacho fries and bomb as fuck. And like, for the longest time, when we all got together, we were only eating the nacho fries and then having these long ass deep conversations in the car, at their mom's house, like just talking. And that it's true, we realized like we have to have these conversations, you know, to make an impact. You have to have the uncomfortable conversations, the really important conversations. And then we were just talking, I had started recording on my phone, but Maddie was sitting there like leaning back all like creepy, looking at us styles like, this would make a good podcast. Week later, she had all the equipment.
So do you have any like inspirational, like any podcast that you like got you into? Because obviously, like, you guys have to hear a podcast to know what a podcast is. So like, what's your inspirational podcast that
Mandy likes? Those two, the, what is it, My Favorite Murder. She's obsessed. Obsessed.
I'm like scary obsessed with murder podcasts, but I don't know. I listen to a lot of different podcasts. I listen to anything from, I love true crime, so of course all my true crime podcasts. I'm just recently, since we're going to that podcast studio thing, I'm starting to listen to more Latino podcasts. As far as what inspires me or us, that's a hard one.
My podcast, I try to base it a little bit on like the Joe Rogan podcast and the Marc Maron podcast. Joe Rogan, because he goes as long as he wants, and Marc Maron because he just says whatever the hell he wants. So does Joe Rogan. But like, what podcast do you like pretty much try to like not copy or imitate?
In the beginning, we actually, right when we started, one of the podcasts that had kind of given us a shout out was Thamarindo podcast. And so I was listening to them, and I liked how their podcast had different segments where, you know, they were throwing the chancla at somebody in one of their segments. The other, you know, they would do shout outs to music and to different food places, but it wasn't all the time. And I thought, if we're going to be doing round girl stuff and, you know, self-love and stuff, we're in LA where you can experience every different kind of culture that's available. Why not have a podcast where, of course, we talk about inspirational and self-love, and we have a little bit of our joking personalities in there, but also throwing out different food spots that are mom and pop food places around LA, and of course our songs that we listen to throughout the week. And And that's, yeah, I think that's basically it.
For us, the three of us, separately, we all have different tastes in music and the same taste in food, honestly. But the music is a really important part to us. We didn't, at the very beginning, we were sending out like songs that we like just to have people listen to. And then it wasn't until Maddie started putting the clips in and I was like, fuck, that's really good. Like, I like that Kiki's always going something that's more towards rap. Maddie's always towards something that's like indie. I always got something that's rock. Yeah. And so it's cool to see them all mashed up, but they all help us through the week. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to put a song on and be like, fuck it, I'm going to make it through this day. But this song's going to get me there. And I like that that's part of it. But it was always, Mandy laid out a plan. I don't think we really went much off a different podcast because Mandy wrote it all down. And then we all sat there for like a day. No, I think we should do this. I think we should do that. But it was always the food and the music had to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I could attest to that. That's hard, like, making a plan. Because I always, like, I have these questions in front of me, but, like, I don't really stick to them, to tell you the truth. It's just, they're for safety. But once you have, like, a list, oh, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, like, fuck that, you know? Like, when you're in the moment, it's different, you know?
And I've been, like, very appreciative of, like, the whole, like, go with the flow type of vibe because it feels more natural.
Yeah.
One of, I guess, a listener of ours had basically gave me some feedback and said that we didn't have any structure to our podcast, and low key that kind of like it didn't irritate me, but I talked to them about it and I said, hey, like, is it bad that we don't have structure? Because like I haven't gotten any complaints about structure other than this fool, like and it's like, and it kind of like when I hear people's like responses to the podcast, it's like they feel like they're sitting down like chilling with their homies, like that's what it's like kind of about. We kind of want people to feel like, yo, we're in your ears, have a conversation with us, like even if you're talking to us through the speaker, like do it, like, you know, we want you guys to feel comfortable with us because we're not here to like have all this structure. It's
not natural,
it's
know?
Not it isn't it's just when you go with the flow, it just seems to like go easier, you know, like smoother. Like, you know, when we try to add like the structure for a second, we tried it and we noticed that that's when we had to do like, my sister had to edit like crazy because it was just like, dude, it, like we're like, okay, wait, now we need to go into this, now we need to go into that, and it was just like it wasn't so natural and smooth.
Yeah.
So it without structure, it hasn't been bad for us. I have no complaints on that.
I just realized I didn't even like ask how you guys are like know each other. I know how you know each other, but can you tell the listener? Like,
I want to tell it.
I think that's important. Cause yeah,
I want to tell it because Mandy tells it weird. She says we met on Craigslist. No. Well, Kiki and Mandy are sisters.
Okay.
And I'm married to Mandy. She will tell you that we met on Craigslist, but we did not.
Okay.
We did
the personal section.
Shut up. No, we did it.
All right.
But
it was the for free section.
You could say like misconnections or something.
Whatever.
Like that.
Could be, yeah. Personals, nope. Okay, free section. Fuck you. No, we met on a dating app. We got married after 5 months, and Maddie's family didn't know she was out. And well, Maddie wasn't out to her family, and the only one who supported her was Kiki. So I met Kiki right off the back in our relationship, and she's been like, can't get rid of her. I'm just playing. No, she's been really supportive of our relationship, and you know, we've all grown to, I've grown to love Kiki like my sister, which I don't think she likes all the time because I love crazy. And you know, it's, we're going on 2 years knowing each other now, being married for 2 years, a little bit more, a little bit more knowing each other.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's hard as fuck.
I know.
I don't annoy anyone.
Never.
No. I'm just the, I'm technically like the marriage counselor, even though I'm not married.
But aren't you the one that also like wants to fight everybody too?
I mean, hey, I call everyone out. I'm a little chihuahua though. I will take off my chucks and swing them like freaking. Yeah, I am not a fighter. I'll call people out.
She'll call me.
I call
her. She needs to fight. If she needs to fight, she'll be like, Megan, come through.
Yeah, I heard the episode. We're like, man, I'll fucking put you down.
The only way I know how to fight is through words.
Yeah.
And I'm very guilty of having the ugliness come out of my mouth. And I think that's why now I choose to uplift instead of like tear people down.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as physical fighting, I won't do any physical fighting. I've asked Megan to beat me up when I know I'm out of line. I'm like, just do it. Just do it. But nah, she loves me too much. Nah. It's my baby face.
No, it's not her baby face because I know she won't fight back and I'll feel bad. I'm a fighter. I grew up like that. So that just sounds so wrong when I say it out loud.
I'll throw an avocado at you, fool.
What did they do to you? They didn't do shit to you. They're just sitting there trying to be ripe to have us eat. We have an avocado tree in the back. Orange tree, lemon tree. I feel bad.
You're over here like back and forth.
She doesn't like, and even sometimes when we're sitting there, me and Megan will go off conversation. We'll just be talking and Maddie's just sitting there. We're like, yo, you gotta say something.
Yeah, you
say
do. Yo. You're over here just being quiet right now that you're about to smack her supposedly. Pretending to smack her. Like, no, you're part of the crew. You gotta speak up too. Like for some reason I feel you're the spoken one and you're the shy one and you're just like
You're the crazy one.
Yeah. Like you're the one that like, you know, like I don't know. For some reason I just get that.
Yeah, I am. I'm crazy.
You're more like spoken, like you'll speak up and she's like, alright, but she'll fight somebody too for you. I could tell. I'm protective of you.
We'll see.
That's why they had me sit at the end of the table because, you know, we're at each other's end.
No, Kiki's the crazy one. Megan's just crazy because she'll fight anybody. And then I'm the shy, quiet one in the corner. Like,
it just takes a minute. Maddie just, with her anxiety, it just takes her a second to get comfortable. And, like, you'll see the switch go on in her once we start talking, and then it's kind of like her whole demeanor changes. So it just takes a minute.
So like your family, you said that your family didn't know you were like you were lesbian. Can I say
that? Yeah, you can say that.
I don't know. So what happened? Like, how does your family feel about that now? Are they accepting it?
So, well, what actually happened is the day we got married in a park. And my aunt drove by and saw. So by the time we had even gotten married, my mom already knew. It took her about a few months. But yeah, my mom's come around and she's apologized for all the hurtful things she said. You know, my family's really religious. So like a lot of my family's okay with it. There's one of my dad's sisters that aren't okay with it. But other than that, everybody else is super accepting. My mom's family doesn't come around.
Because of that?
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit right there.
Yeah. Well, not cool. We pray for them.
Yeah. Well, I want to get into that part too, but listen, let me just not. Because I know a little bit about your dad, right? Like, about your dad, right?
Yeah.
About the church.
Yes.
About the whole religion part, but I want to keep that for later.
Okay. Yeah. It makes me nervous what you know about that. Oh, but okay.
Well, I fucking, you know, I already mentioned it. See? So, like, who was the crazy one over here? About your dad had to build a church so you wouldn't get in trouble?
Yeah. My dad had to open up a church school, a private school.
Damn.
Pretty much because he knew my ass was up to no good.
Yeah, my boy.
But it wasn't no good. It was just normal, like teenage things, you know. Yeah,
just for locals all day.
Hey, that was her for locals.
Okay.
See, I don't condone underage drinking, but
anymore.
But I mean, my family is the opposite of their family.
Okay.
Very accepting, very open. If you're gonna drink or anything, do it in the safety of your family.
Yeah.
I grew up with 18 cousins my age. Like, we were bad. So seeing a whole different side of a family like theirs, what are you laughing at? I don't trust you.
Megan used to be part of a party crew.
Fuck you, no. Edit that out. No.
Which
edit
one?
That out. I'm not down. I'm
what
not
crew?
Down.
What
fuck.
Was the name
no.
of it?
I am a reverted I was it converted woman. I am a converted woman.
She was Cardi B's side girl. Cardi A.
So my high school, we had Big Chile and we had the Bad Boys. Like, what was the name of yours?
No, I'm not doing that. No.
Come on, give them a shout out.
No, fuck no.
Let them be known all around
Hell
the world.
No, they were known enough in our own little school, man. It was something, but it was all my cousins. It was all of us. So okay. I mean, when we got in trouble, we got our asses beat.
So it was just like maybe your last name that's crew at the end, party
no,
crew.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
That's what?
It was like Locas? What was it?
Like with the K, no. No, it was like, I don't even remember. I have pictures of me like throwing it up and shit, but I remember. Damn. I am a woman of God. Okay. I have changed my way.
My dad had a school for you, Megan, but yeah. I didn't want to go to.
So, but like, how? So did your dad know that you're like you're attracted to women or girls?
Yes, he did. I had told him because Kiki found some messages on my phone and told on me, and so yeah, he knew, but he thought that he could pray away the gay.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the extent of that.
So yeah, but like, I just wanted like. You seem like, I think it was your French toast episode. You talked about him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted like, he seemed like a cool guy, over, you know, like about the food, you know, like he knew the spots and he was a what's it called,
a tow truck driver.
So yeah, he knew like the ways. He was pretty much you described as Waze.
Heck
right?
Yeah, he's pretty much Waze. That's why whenever I go on to Waze, I'm like, what's up, Dad?
I think he would have came around. Yeah. I think it took a while for Mandy's family to come around. I think he would have, but we just never got the chance.
Okay.
My dad is a big family guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny because now without him, it doesn't seem like so genuine or everybody's kind of just all over the place. My dad was like all about bringing the family together. So I feel like eventually, yeah, it would have been different. It would have been kind of the way it is now. I just think a little bit more better because my dad was really great at just getting the family together.
It was like the glue that held
everybody. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, it was pretty much, he was like that. It was, so it's hard now to not like be able to see that, but it's cool to see how like some of that is still instilled in us, in each of us, because like I wasn't going to let, even though my sister hated me, for a second, like she did, and like I was like, no, I'm not going anywhere. Like if I have to be the own glue that's gonna stick us together, like I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I'm not gonna freaking lose you, and that's just how I felt. But that's what he's pretty much instilled in all of us, because then there's certain times where we still come together as a family. Okay. And so like even now, like the relationship that has been fixed and stuff, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better than what it has been. And I feel like that's the pieces of my dad in us.
So you feel like the podcast is bringing you guys a little closer?
Well, the podcast, it's funny because me and my sister actually wanted to have a podcast when we were like living together. It was before Megan was even around.
Megan. No, let them finish. I'm not even mad about that. Let them finish talking.
Okay. What was it?
So we were a little cool kid. We thought we were cool kids, right? Because, you know, I mean, you obviously know that we had church background. So we were a little late to the game as far as like, I wasn't too late to the game, but you know, whatever. So we were there and we were like we were all talking and stuff. We're smoking. We're like, man, we should freaking record us having like, we're funny.
Oh, okay.
We're freaking hilarious. Like we got jokes. We got jokes. So we were just gonna like tell them what we're smoking, you know, like let them know how it was affecting our bodies, just stuff like that. And then, like, of course, throw our humor into it. So we had been talking about this on my old iPhone C. I had, like, recordings of us. And we were, like, recording. We're freaking eating. I don't even like Cheez-Its. But we were so high. We were eating Cheez-Its. And I was like, oh, my God, these are so good. My dog's in the background crying for them. And I'm not giving her any. Because I'm like, nah, these are good. And I'm like, dude, I hate Cheez-Its. Like, what the hell? So it was just, like, something that we were kind of, like, thinking about doing when we were, like, dumb and young. And it was just funny. It was like a big old confirmation that we got as like a circle, because we're just like, dude, like, okay, this is something we can do, all three of us. It's gonna like, and I know even Megan had her like her feelings about it in the beginning of this happening, and it was just like, okay, either this is gonna bring us together or this is kind of gonna tear us apart. I feel like it's kind of gotten us to, it's gotten me out of, like, keeping me sane and getting me out of trouble. So I'm really grateful for this podcast. I feel like it's brought us together. Even there's a lot of things that we've talked about on the podcast that you hear us bawling. You hear us getting so emotional and opening up and being so vulnerable. And it's like, why not share this? And I know, like, there are certain things that I know my family won't listen to, but there's an episode that I know they heard And that was the one where I feel like my sisters kind of and unintentionally helped me open up into something that I wasn't comfortable going to my family to talk to them about. So I feel like it's even, and their love and support through that one episode has been like kind of reaffirming and kind of healed. So in a way, it hasn't just healed our relationship here, but it's healed like my family, like, you know. And so through that, like, I feel like it's been doing things for us.
So like, what, since we're in the topic of, like, I know what you're talking about, but like, what are some topics that you hit on your podcast, like
political?
Politics. I'm a really political person. I have been my whole life. My mom is one of the smartest people I know. My brother and my sister are some of the smartest people I know. I always felt stupid when they talked, so I learned. Yeah. And then I've always debated politics since I was little, like politics, religion. My mom always taught us, learn more about it. Be more well-spoken about it. Be the smartest person in the room, or if not, learn. Yeah. Because even if I'm reading a book when I was little, because I'm a reader, I would say, hey, mom, I don't know this word. She's, okay, spell it out. She'd give me the definition, how to say it, and how to use it in a sentence.
Oh.
Off the top of her fucking head. And that's, I always cool. wanted to be smarter than my mom. Yeah. So that's why I got into politics. And also, the world's fucked and people are getting fucked over and they're not even aware of it. I don't want to be like unaware of what the fuck politicians are making decisions about.
Yeah. So on your podcast, do you offer any, like, I know you give your opinion on the topics, but do you offer like options or like, you know, like ways for them to, you know, like, not get fucked over, I guess?
I think the only thing I encourage people to go out and learn, because I have some family members who don't want to be aware. Okay, that's fine. It's your opinion, your option for that. I always encourage people, get to know your local government first, mayors, city council people. Just read. That, I mean, all it is, read your newspaper, read fucking BuzzFeed. Like, go on, just read, honestly. And take the time to figure out what you want to get to know more of. We don't really give links or anything like that, because I have really strong opinions on things that Maddie edits out sometimes. I'm really intense about it. Like, I argued with my 8th grade history teacher intense, like... Wow. So
what was that argument about? I don't cut. Hillary I'm not Clinton. Gonna cut this, so you could go here and talk about it.
It was when Obama and Hillary Clinton were first going head to head, and everyone's like, "Oh, Hillary Clinton, first woman." I was like, "Okay, but so."
Yeah.
And I'm a really big feminist, and I've been a big feminist. Again, my mom. I was raised by my mom, and my mom's a really intense person. So. She taught us, like, fuck, don't let anybody say, tell you what they say be the final word. Mm-hmm. Don't ever. So I was arguing with some girl in class, and my teacher's like, well, why? And he kept asking me why, and I was like, well, why aren't you answering my questions? And I started screaming at him, like, just because Hillary's a woman doesn't mean she's better. Just because Barack's black doesn't mean he's better.
Yeah.
You guys need to learn your facts, this, this, and that. And he's all, like, looking at me like, Megan, you were in eighth grade. Yeah, it is not that, that intense. And for me, it's always been that intense.
Wow. So, and for you guys, it's religion, I'm guessing?
No. I like to stay away from religion because, although not all of our family still listens, some do. And we kind of want to keep that away. We're not coming for the religious folk. Some of the other topics that we talk about, though, other than politics, is self-love. We do in the first maybe like 10 episodes. We each rotate talking about different inspirational women who have inspired us. There's things like that. There's the sexual abuse that we talk about.
Mental health, definitely. We talk about some stuff that goes on basically in generalization to our lives. Anything that we're personally dealing with that's either bothering us that we feel that we can share, we go ahead and share that. There's not really anything that we like specifically hit on.
Politics is such a big one because we're living in such a politically defining moment in history, so that's just something I'm always mad about. Yeah. Like, I'm always pissed off about it.
Alright, well, can you guys tell me a little bit about paper joints? What are toilet paper joints?
No, that's Kiki!
All right, so one time.
That's a very, very popular topic that everybody needs to know about.
It is something that everyone should know about because I'm pretty sure everyone is aware of it. They just
don't know what to call it.
So we pretty much put a name on it. So the other day I was talking to my sister and I told her that I was rolling toilet paper joints. And she was like, the fuck? And I was like, yeah, you know, like when like your private, like all your insides, just like you roll little joints, right? You like take off your calzones, right? And there's like toilet paper falling out. And you're like, what the hell? And it's like rolled into a perfectly rolled joint, yo. It is rolled into a perfectly rolled joint. So that's why we kind of came up with the toilet paper joints. I keep like getting that scrambled. toilet paper joints. Yeah. And then so it's just kind of something we were talking about. We had mentioned, I think Megan mentioned it on the podcast. I didn't know if we wanted to get there, but we went there. So it was like. It wasn't until Lewis was like, you guys have to do like an episode about that because like you have to elaborate. Yeah. And I was like, oh man. So we went there. We did it. Thanks to Megan.
That was fun. Now my listeners could know, like now they know what to name it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody was wondering like, what are we going to name it? And Kiki over here came up with the perfect name.
Yeah. And then it's funny because people used to call them dingleberries, right? It was dingleberries. Yeah.
Dingleberries are poop.
Well, no, technically dingleberries are poop or anything that hangs. So it could be like toilet paper residue that's like chilling on your butt hair, right?
True.
Like
little like, peanut pieces.
We're getting like, see, this is why I'm the crazy one, is because I can talk about this weird shit. But like, no, serious, like dingleberries is anything. It could be anything. Poop particles, freaking toilet paper.
And trust me, like we have the dictionary right in front of us, so we, you know, that's a definition right
there.
Yeah,
dingleberries. They gotta start adding. I think Urban Dictionaries needs to like pay me for toilet paper joints. I'm just saying.
So like, which episode did you like realize like, okay, that we're doing something like with this podcast of ours. Like, which episode was the one that kind of like established that? I guess. Confirmed it.
That's different for me though, because of my shit. So
because they're your condition.
No. I call them my juju vibes.
Oh. Okay.
I mention it on our podcast. I'm really an instinctual person, and I follow those instincts. I get really strong feelings, and I'm 98% times I'm right. And when we recorded the first episode before we even released it, I hadn't told the girls how I felt about it, and they had kept asking me, well, what do you feel about it? What do you think's gonna happen? Like, I'm not like Raven. I don't see the future. Yeah. That's a joke, though. That I'm not Raven. I don't get to see visions, but I have really strong feelings about some things, and I'm usually always right. And when the girls had been asking me, and I hadn't said anything, and then finally, me and Mandy were alone, and she's like, okay, well, tell me now. And I was like, oh, it's gonna do everything we want it to be. It's gonna reach people. It's gonna be important, and we're gonna do everything we want to do. Reach people. Make a difference. But, and it like in my feelings was a very clear but, we have to be careful, because that's all, like that's what came through, was like we have to be careful. So since the beginning I knew that we were gonna change some, like we were gonna affect someone. I didn't know if it was gonna be like three people or two, but so for me, since the beginning I knew that it was something good.
So episode one, like boom, make
a episode
difference.
10 is it episode 10? Which one's Beetle House? Episode, it's not episode.
What's
10,
Beetle
it?
House? I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh,
that's it's one of, it's the first time any of us cried on the podcast.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't heard the sad ones because I listen to most of my podcasts at work, so it's not a good look, you know.
So you can't be sitting there going. I think Beetle House for me was really important because it was I got really intense about my skin condition. And it was the first time any of us cried, and since then we've gotten more in depth into our feelings and things like that.
I think the Beetle House LA, it took a different turn after that. I think that's the first episode where we threw out using different people, bringing one person each episode, and that was the first time we kind of...
Can you tell me about that episode? Because like right now I can't really like... You're saying words, but
what about
not
that
connect.
Episode? So Megan had the day before the day we were recording. Megan came across. We were listening to Pandora, And this website, No BS About HS or something like that, came on, and she just started crying. And so we basically just talk about her skin condition the entire episode, but it kind of broke through the like awkwardness of our podcast. So like our first episode, if you listen to it, it's like real like nervous, and we're still kind of don't really understand what we're doing. And then, you know, as the podcast is going, we're getting a little bit more familiar, getting a little less awkward. But that episode, I guess maybe because of the tears, broke the awkwardness. And it's just been different ever since.
We do an episode, I think it was the one about the shooting that happened at Pulse, right? Was it Pulse?
And was
yeah, and that episode, I think, because it was such a lot of, and I know, I don't even know if we mentioned that our podcast, like, I mean, it's not geared towards like the LGBTQ community, but I mean, we are totally representing them. Like, they're basically our main squad. And so, like, for that to to take place, and for us to basically hit on that, because it's a sensitive subject for everyone. Like, I have family who I love who I wouldn't want to get shot in that kind of manner. And then you think about people who have lost family to that. That was a big episode for us too, because like, and it's I don't want to say we personally, like, I personally did not lose anyone there, but the fact that they are in the LGBTQ community, that's our family. We lost family, and it's just, it's hurtful. It hurts. It's something that was really like, it was a big deal for us too. And
was,
I know,
was that the shooting in Miami or the one you're talking about? Orlando. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause right now I just didn't click until now. Yeah. I was like, okay, right now I know what you guys are talking about.
I think Kiki cried on that episode because, and I'm going to say it on your podcast too, cause I think it's important. There was a body that went unclaimed because the family of that person didn't want to accept that they were gay. Yes. And I think that's wrong.
That's what
and like Kiki said, that affects our community. You know, it's in a place where you go and dance and feel free, and that's what we do. We listen to music. That's our main part of our lives, listening to music and trying to free ourselves from whatever's going on. And to have that be disrupted and altered in such a way, it was really affecting to us personally and as a community. And that is the episode after Beetle House. So it's Beetle House is episode 9, Nacho Fries is where we talk about Pulse, and that's episode 10. And it was those two episodes kind of launched us into a more vulnerable, more emotional, like, path. And because we're emotional people, you have to be in touch with those things, like feelings, because if you don't, you block them out, you get fucked up.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about your main squeeze, your main inspiration. Like, what's up with Cardi B? Why is she so important to you?
Because she my girl. That's why. Because everyone hates on Cardi. What? Don't look at me. Me and Kiki were sitting there like, why haven't we talked about Cardi B yet? And it's because Mandy doesn't like, she doesn't, not that she doesn't like Cardi B, she just doesn't know about her.
Yeah.
But I fucking love Cardi B, man.
So she's besides that, something yellow.
Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, that. Besides that song, what does she have any other song that's kind of inspirational?
I like, it's, I don't know if it's inspirational, but I like Lick, and then there's another one, Red Bars. I like how I like her message, like, how the fuck are you gonna like male rappers talking about drugs and getting pussy, but I can't be a stripper?
Yeah.
You know, they never sold drugs, they never shot guns, they weren't a gangster. I was a stripper and I rap about it, and it's the truth. So why is it different?
Yeah, that's cool. I like that message.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, she's a little hood about
it. I'm not a fan of her, but I like the message.
Yeah, I love that they try to pit her against like Nicki Minaj, and she's like, man, I'm about my fucking shmoney. I ain't about that. Like, she's talented, I'm talented, I'm just trying to get rich.
Yeah.
That's what shmoney. She says. She says shmoney. She's a regular schmegly girl from the Bronx. Regular schmegly girl from the Bronx.
I think you should, next time you go to the bank, you should request your shmoney. You're not down.
How do you write shmoney?
Shmoney.
Like, how
would you?
On the little stuff.
S-H-money? How would you? Shmoney. Give me that shmoney. It sounds like there's a C in there, though. Shmoney.
Yeah, C-H. Yeah. Like a C-H somewhere.
Shmoney.
But
yeah.
I And the reason why I like her so much is because she fucking pops off. And actually, she's not one of those people that is like, I'm gonna beat your ass and never does it. No, I like the one episode of like hip hop and what is it, Love and Hip Hop. The girl's just in front of her and she just grabs her face, and I was like, yes, yes.
They, Cardi B is her WWF.
She'd win.
She'd win. Does she hold the belt though?
Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
All right. So, what's the overall message for like your podcast? You know, besides self love, you know, like how do you encourage people to do that? You know, because that's it's easier said than done. You know, like you you mentioned that you have depression. So, like how do you deal with it? You know.
I think that's one of the things that we all three of us suffer with at different stages. But one of the most important things for us is to know that, to recognize it and call it by what it is. When we're having one of those days where we don't want to get out of bed or we can't seem to jump in the shower because that's what depression does, we acknowledge that maybe some days we are able to just get out of bed and eat, you know, and that's one of the things that we've kind of, I don't want to say praised ourselves for, but been able to be accepting of that. There's some days it is hard, but as long as we're still alive, as long as we're still breathing, that we are beating depression. And it's not something that's profound. It's not something that's, you know, does it make our depression go away? Or we struggle with it all the time. But it helps us know that, look, I'm still here, I'm still alive. And I think that's, you know, in struggling with depression, that's one of the things. But in loving yourself, you know, at the end of our message, the end of our show, we play our clip where it says, you know, love yourself, look in the mirror, tell yourself something about yourself, look at the positive things in your life that you do love about yourself and appreciate those things. If you like your lips, if you like your hips, your stomach or your boobs or whatever you like about yourself.
Also, we talked the end clip too, spread love. You know, if you're having a hard day and someone says, hey man, I really like your haircut, it makes you smile, right? Just stupid, not stupid, but little shit really helps. And people aren't just nice to each other anymore.
Yeah.
And that's important because working customer service for as long as I've worked it, and the girls too, it's like, we get the shit end of a lot of people's days.
Yeah.
And if we can make it better, just be like, you know what? I know you're cursing at me, yelling at me right now, but you have a good day. I like your smile. I like your eyes. You're really pretty. You know, you're really well-spoken. Your English is really well. I've done that before, and it's people's faces change.
Yeah.
So just spread a little love. Take the time to go reach out to your sisters, to your brothers, your friends. Say, hey, man, I love you. Don't be afraid to tell people you love them.
Yeah.
And that's important because loving everyone else and loving yourself, it goes hand in hand.
I agree with that. Like, it happens to me all the time. Like, when I go to a grocery store, like, to the store, any store, like, usually the cashier's, like, has a mood or whatever. I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, how's your day? And then it kind of snaps them out of it, I guess. You know, like, yeah, it's easy. I mean, just take, you know, like, just ask somebody, like, how are you? You know, that'll change somebody's day, the whole day, you know, just, like, and they might be, then they might do that same thing, you know, it's awesome. And that way, hopefully, it's a, like, chain reaction. And then, you know, like, that's my perspective. Like, you know, if I take the initiative and I, at least I tell, like, I make somebody feel like they're important, or, you know, like somebody's listening to them or looking at them, you know, because, like, I go through that too, like the whole depression stuff. Like, it's hard because you feel like you're just alone all the time. You know, sometimes it's good to know that you have somebody with you, and, you know, that's easy, you know, that's important. Like, you feel like you're just, you know, like, in the background sometimes, and you're in somebody else's story. And then, you know, it's hard to, like, realize that, you know. Like, sometimes I ask myself, like, man, am I living, like, am I in this, if I'm like on a novella or a movie, am I the background guy or am I the lead, you know?
Are you going like this?
Yeah, I'm always going like this, as you can tell, you know. Like, I express myself with my hands, my gesture, you know, gesture. I used to get made fun of a lot in high school because, like, whenever there's a presentation, I'm all, you know, animated. There we go. Like, they used to make fun of me, but I don't care. I mean, that's the way I am, you know. And it adds a little spice, a little, you know, to everything.
It
I does. Say, you know?
It makes everything better. There's nothing wrong with being animated, homie. Yeah. Do you?
Like, I just look at their face. Mandy and Kiki have similar facial structures, but they make the stupidest, most funniest faces in the most inappropriate times. Most inappropriate times. And I think that's something else in our podcast is laughter. Like, you gotta learn to laugh at yourself, and you gotta just laughter is a really big thing for us because you can't be serious with these two.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be serious in life, period. Nah. You know, you have to look at either the positive or the funny side, you know. I make fun of myself a lot because, I mean, I'd rather beat somebody to the punch, pretty much, you know. I'd rather, like, somebody's going to make fun of me regardless, so I might as well do it myself and pretend that I'm having joy in it or something. Yeah, so.
No, the truth is actually being able to enjoy it, though, because, I mean, if you were, like, so many times we beat ourselves up, and that's, like, the bad part. Like, when you can joke and be like, dude, you're a dumb bitch because you wanted to put this at the last minute. Like, you can, like, clown on yourself the same way a homie would clown on you, but they tell you shit, and it might be real, but the way they say it, like, even if it's joking, it's, like, out of a place of love. They're not trying to, like, break you. They're trying to, like, make you, like, hey, homie, you're, like, you stink, or, you know, go take a shower or some shit like that. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just true. Like, and you're just like, damn, fool. But then you think about it, you're like, yeah, the homie's just looking out for me. Like, yeah. Straight up. Yeah.
Unless they're being a dick, then you don't need those friends in your life.
Yeah. Well, I feel it kind of takes the sting out of it, too. Like, if you make fun of yourself, then it'll probably... not empowered, but like it takes the power off of the person like throwing the insult, you know.
Yeah.
Like
it makes puts the sun in the shade.
Yeah. Yeah, it just makes them like look stupid, like, yeah, I know, so what, you know, like, yeah, like I can't read, you know, whatever.
My mom told me once, in middle school someone called me a fat bitch, and they wanted to fight, and I was like, okay, but you gotta come up with the better insult.
Yeah.
I've been called a fat bitch. Yeah. I know what I am.
Yeah.
And like everyone laughed at that person. It totally dissolved the situation. I was just like, yeah.
That's what that happened to me too. My girlfriend, she's a big girl, a round girl, right?
Yeah.
So my ex-girlfriend tried like insulting her, and she sent me a message like, yeah, that's why you're with that fat bitch. I'm like, really? Like, that's fat? Like, you couldn't come up with something better?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that is the least creative thing you can say.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you got us big bitches that are actually like, don't give a fuck, pretty confident about it. Like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like,
oh, you didn't catch
it. No, she didn't.
Oh, I'm sexy succulent.
Okay.
So it's the difference. Like, you can't call. That's just the lamest. Come, yeah. Be creative. Yeah. Be creative.
Yeah, I mean, you could, like, there's other ways. Like, you say I have fucked up eyebrows. You could say I have fucked up hair.
That's a real insult. Because if you come at a girl like, bitch, you got fucked up eyebrows, yeah, you're going to ruin their whole life.
I know. I trust me. I know.
That's when you know you got brows by Megan. It's when you got fucked up eyebrows. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know that because I mean, my girlfriend, like, that's the one thing. Like, whenever I try to like annoy her by kissing her, like showing her affection, I go for eyebrows, and she's like, and she tells me, yeah, and she tells me that too. You better not touch my eyebrows. Like
Maddie,
I pretend.
Goes to warp.
I pretend.
Maddie wipes. She'll go to wipe my eyebrow off, and I'll just be like.
Especially like, especially we're out or something, like, and I try to give her a hug or like by accident it rubs, or she gets super mad. So, tell me you didn't touch my eyebrows. I'm like, oh no, it's not okay. It's like you touch it, I can feel it, like right here, like she.
There's a change in stiffness.
Yeah, like you can feel like it's lighter or something, you know.
It's funny because like we just had this conversation at work about how men really don't understand how much money goes on this face, like. And then I'm not talking about my face, because my face is cheap as fuck. Like, I use the cheap stuff. But some women really pay a lot of money for that makeup. Yeah. And it's like, do not mess with that face. Like, you can't. There's
don't
just.
Work hard.
Yeah. So, like, and I'm not a fighter. So, if I was to attack anybody, I think I would get their makeup. Like, that's what I would do. I would get fucked up for that, though. I know it.
Yeah.
I would stomp on you, bitch. Come at me. I have expensive makeup. Like, I remember one time I was working. I worked at a makeup place, and I don't buy expensive makeup. I worked there, so I used all their expensive makeup. Like maybe five or $600 worth of makeup on my face. And I was just thinking, like, some bitch would try to come wipe off my eyebrow today. The day I got like $50 fucking eyebrow stuff on. And I would lose my shit, even though I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
But could you imagine day-to-day wear, and then someone's all like, smears it? Ooh.
So there you go, guys. That's a tip from me. If you want to hurt your girl, touch eyebrows. See what happens.
Eyebrows. Dang.
But wait. Video, what happens after though?
Yeah.
Tag us. Sure. I want to see.
Make sure.
There's this guy who does pranks on his girl all the time, right? And the other day, this fool, like, in her protein shake, he added, like, I don't know what it was, but basically, like, I think it was like a laxative, right? Oh. Yeah. And he's recording this. Okay, so she goes to the gym. She comes back early.
Yeah.
And what he does, he locks the restroom doors. And then in the room where she goes, like, she has to go through the room to go to the restroom, he puts, like, the red cups. He fills those up with water and puts them all over her floor in her room, dude. So she can't even get in.
Yeah.
She can't even get in. And she's there. And, like, yeah, she ends up going outside. And he's like, baby, I'm sorry. Like, she's like, fuck you. Dude, I was like, that's one way to piss the bitch off. But homeboy, like, I was like, damn, he had the balls.
Yeah.
He really did. So now that
he don't have balls no more.
They're coming after our eyebrows now.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
That's what it is.
Maddie complains about my, like, she, because I have a makeup collection, and Maddie complains about how big my makeup collection is. And she's, I don't know what happened. She threatened it once, and I'm like, do you know how much money is in that makeup bag right now?
Yeah.
And I literally broke it down for her because I used to sell makeup, and she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I know that. I know that too, because for Christmas, like, I seen this post on Instagram and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be cute like that. I'm gonna go to, I think it was a MAC or Sephora, and I was like, you know what?
Oh no.
Well,
he's gonna have to teach you some tricks.
No, hold on. Well, yeah, well, but my girl's vegetarian, so she has to, like, it's certain products that she can't use, so, you know, like. So there's, I can't go through all the palettes. I have to ask, you know, like, if they use a certain kind of beetle for the red pigment. So, you know, I'm not that, you know, like, I'm considerate of her. So, yeah, so I saw this post where this guy wrapped, or a girl, whatever, I don't know, the couple, like, the person giving the gift, like, wrapped every single individual thing, like, as a gift, you know? And I did that myself. And then, damn, that bill, though. Fuck. Three, a palette, a brush. And just not lipstick, but just what's it called, that the eyeshadow, the eyebrow pencil. That thing is expensive, man. And the it's like not a princess, but I think it's by Kat Von D. That purple box. It's a purple box. That thing is like 40.
Anything
$50.
Kat Von D is expensive, yeah. But hey, that's so cute. See, hey,
but. Kat Von D has like a good chunk of products. They're like vegetarian friendly, yeah. So that's why, like, but man, yeah, like I mean, I feel like
pro tip for future purchases for your girl.
Right.
On the back of those palettes, if it has a bunny, it means it's cruelty and animal free.
So Mac, like, they test all their stuff. If they test it in China, if they use it in China, then they have to test it, because that China requires that shit. So.
All right, so I guess if you buy your girl makeup, we can't get that mad that you're the one taking it off. But try to respect that shit.
No, I do. Well, I mean, sometimes she pisses me off, and, you know, like, she knows how to get me. Like,
yeah, never hit a woman. Just rub her makeup off when she pisses you off.
Yeah, like,
don't do that either.
If she wants, like, my girl knows that she wants to get in my nerves, tell me that I'm not funny. Like, I told her, like, if you ever want to break up with me, tell me I'm not funny. And she uses that shit all the time. So I got to go through her makeup, and I got to go directly to the source.
She's all like,
man, you're some shit.
Pain for pain,
and then,
you know?
He's all, yeah, eyebrow off, yeah. Eyebrow.
Oh, what's that? You know? But I'm not dumb, guys. Trust me, I run. I know. Yeah. She's a big girl, but she could run pretty fast, you know? I see a fear.
She knows where you sleep.
Exactly, right next to her. So,
there you go.
So yeah. So you know what? I think we're gonna have to cut it, because I see, you know, like, yeah, you have little backgrounds. I don't want to take too much time. But before I end it, I gotta ask you, like, so what's it gonna take for me to be one of these Viva La Round girls? Because I mean, my podcast is getting a little old, so I'm trying to join a successful one. I see you guys over here taking, like, you guys are gonna be able to be part of the podcast stereo.
Are we successful? I don't think we're successful.
I mean, you guys got invited to that, so I can say you guys a success. Shit. Like, I don't even know
why that happened.
Am I getting that event one way or another? Even if I have to join another podcast.
No, I mean, come record an episode of this. Right. We have all our equipment, but it takes us a lot less time to set it up.
Well,
also, our mics are different. They're not going to catch any sound unless you're like
right this. Next to them, in front of them. Oh.
All right, well, we got to record next week's anyway.
All right, well, before I let you guys go, before we play that game 7, my favorite part of the show, Can you tell us where we could find you guys? Like, you know, all the info, all the social medias, everything.
Okay, so you guys can find us on Instagram. That's probably our most active social media account we have. It's Viva La Round Girls. And then on Twitter, we are Viva La Round Girl, just singular. It didn't allow us to let it to put the whole name. And then we have a page on Facebook, Viva La Round Girls. If you want to listen to our podcast, you can subscribe on Apple iTunes or, Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. We are no longer on SoundCloud.
Send us an email about if fuck it.
Toilet paper joints.
Yeah, that. Or if
send
you
send ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, send us ideas or your stories, or you know, we get emails about people telling us that we made them laugh. We like hearing that. Give us a listen. Write us a review. Honestly, Instagram's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
For me too. It's more. I like visual stuff. So here it comes, my favorite part of the show. Ooh. Our game, the game I stole from Never Not Funny. you thought it was gonna be the riddle or what? All right, well,
the game?
What game?
The game.
It's some weird shit I play with my family since I was little. If you think of the game, you lose the game, and so it never pops up. But randomly, people will say game or something like that, and I'll think of it, and it's like, fuck, I lost.
Like the game, like as in the rapper, the game?
No, just like literally the words, the game.
That never pops into my head, so I don't know.
I don't know how to explain it. It's my sister's family, and they're all a fucking bunch of stoners, and it sounds.
Like if they could be here right now, they would. One of them would walk in and just like look at us and be like, the game, and then that means we all lost, because then we all instantly think of the game.
Oh, the game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now that you know what the game is, like if we were to say the game,
you were to think about playing the game, then you lost.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's a whole thing, and like people all over the world fucking play it. You'll see forums on Reddit.
This is
and
the
shit.
First time I've heard it.
See, but now you're playing, because so randomly now you think of the game.
So we're always going to think about the game, because there's a section in my podcast called The Game, you know?
So he's always going to lose.
Every time he's going to be like, man, the game.
So yeah, so the activity that we take part of in my podcast called Sevens. So Sevens is a game that I got from the Never Not Funny podcast. They're a very funny podcast. That's why they're double negative, because double negative equals a positive, right? Damn, something smart came out of my mouth. Look at that. So yeah, so the whole how the game works is, so since there's four of us right now, it's three of them, one of me. So we're gonna do tag team. So how basically the whole point of the game. So at the end of the year, I'm give the high score. I'm gonna give them something. So it's three of them. So it's not fair. I only have one hat. They can't share it. So I told them like if Kiki and I were gonna be a team, and then the couple here, they're gonna be another team.
Ooh.
You know. So hopefully it doesn't break them up, because this game gets intense. You know. Gets intense. So yeah, so if they win, I'm gonna give them the fat head that I've been promising. So fat head of myself giving the thumbs up. But if Kiki wins, she gets the hat. So but this all happens at the end of the year, alright? Okay. So basically is you have 7 seconds to answer. You have 7 seconds to answer 7 questions. Each question is 7 seconds. Duh, I think I just said it. So yeah. So it's 49 questions. 7 seconds each question. Yeah, I think it's self. I think I just game seven, guys. I don't know why you guys make it so complicated.
Damn, Megan, why you gotta do that to him?
Yeah, man.
Why you gotta do that, Megan?
I get nervous.
It's because you told him about the game, dude.
Yeah, man. Now it's in my head. So yeah, so the high score I believe is all right, 26, and 26 is a very good high score. I mean, it's a good score because my last guess he only got 10, so. You know, and the advice that I give all my guests or my recent guests, try to go for something I'm gonna be good at giving, like the clues, because it depends on me. So it's one person giving the clue, the other person guessing, and so I'm gonna have my phone in front of me and I have to give you the clues. It's if you're familiar with Heads Up, it's basically that. Okay. So high score 49. What I gotta do is get more than 49, and the topics are, or the genres are, general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and their corresponding music, stand-up, superheroes, movies, action, movies, comedy, movies, rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Alright, so, so who's gonna go first? Can you hear me? Oh, you hear this one. Alright, cool. So, you picked the genre.
Who? Me?
So, who's gonna... Okay, you guys go first. Alright, so, like I said, I went through the how to work the app, so don't click on it if they can't guess. Alright, just tell us what the genre is, and it's the best of two, okay?
Our genre is food. Okay, so salad is made out of this.
Lettuce?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I won't eat this, and you make it.
Chicken?
No, Boston Market sells it.
Gravy?
No.
The fuck? Meatloaf.
Okay, what makes a burger not a burger? You like American Swiss?
Cheese?
Yeah. Oh, shit. We suck. Okay, you always crave this. Coconut shrimp?
Oh, Chinese food.
Oh, shit. I don't know this one. Like, it's easy, but it's not. It has beans and
rice.
No, the little flat thing.
Tortillas.
Yes. It shit off of me.
Well, it's
okay. There we go.
That's it.
Right. We got
9 points. Yeah, I told you. It's not as easy as it seems. Alright, so now it's gonna be our turn. So I'll let you pick the genre. Just tell me what it is. That way I can kind of like mentally prepare myself.
So am I gonna give you the clues?
No, I'm giving you the clues. Oh, and then the next round is you give me the clues. And I'm gonna pick the genre.
Alright, let's do the 90s. Wait, are you a 90s? How old are you?
28.
Okay, alright. Well, then you know what's up with the 90s.
Nah, I don't. But
for
okay.
For real? Yeah. Oh my god.
I think it's a movie it's a TV show with witches. It's like when you're
bewitched,
like, really clever. You're okay. Never mind. Blank in the Sorcerer's Stone. He wears glasses.
Harry Potter.
Bolt. Yeah. Okay. I don't know this. It's a question if you're scared of nighttime.
Are you afraid of the dark?
It's a celebration of what the amount of fingers you have in your hand.
Praise?
I think it's a Powerpuff Girl. It's only three of them. It's one of the Powerpuff Girls. I think where's green? Never mind.
Green. Okay. Damn.
I don't know what this is.
We should different genre.
Yeah. But we got the same score. We got 9.
Okay. All right. So we're not even playing.
All right. Cool.
Basically. Sorry. Right. That was a horrible. Okay.
Yeah. It was Charmed. Isn't Charmed with Witches?
Yes.
I was thinking Sabrina.
I thought that if you would have been like Phoebe, Piper, and Paige. And
I don't know the characters, so.
Okay, which one? Can we kind of the same thing?
Yeah, you can. You can do whatever you
want.
Hey,
he said
no.
Do animals. Fine, whatever. Fine.
Try to keep your hand like
it's not
on
a
screen.
Leopard, it's the black one.
Panther.
Other one.
Jaguar.
Yes. It's when Stephanie had her when Kiki had
chipmunk.
Her, yeah. It's not. It's the orange monkeys.
Apes.
No.
Chimpanzees.
Yeah. when I was a young
warthog.
It's not a lamb. It's a
sheep.
Damn.
It's we eat it for Thanksgiving.
Turkey, ham, pork.
You got it. It was making angry noises on the tree outside.
Squirrel.
We got 24.
Fuck.
20. So does that mean 24 plus 9?
No, it's just 24.
Shit. We still lost. All right, can't take you nowhere,
that
Megan.
We're gonna go.
That was really good,
yeah,
actually.
That was really good. So we're gonna.
I'm
go
very
with general.
Nervous now. Okay. Wait. What?
General.
General. Okay.
Right, so it's.
I'm not great at general things.
Yeah, it's. Watch. It's easy. Trust me.
All right, Ming.
It's the first time I've ever played the game in public.
All right, Mighty Joe.
The great, the
okay,
giant, the big.
If you're not old, you're
young. Oh.
The opposite of water. It's like
dirt, sand.
What comes out of a lighter?
light on fire?
The gymnastics usually do.
They land, they plank, they stand. No,
it's like the general thing they do. All right, hey, what is this?
A cell phone.
Yeah. All right, something that's in the galaxy. And they're
stars.
Like, yep. Let's see. There's one right there. There's one right there. Lines, there's one right curtains. There. No, there's like three of them in this room.
Windows.
Yes. Ah, okay. 17.
Damn. All right, well, 24. You guys didn't get the high score, but you beat us. You beat us. That's what.
I still said it's 24 plus 9.
No.
He's like, nah. You get an avocado, Megan.
Yeah, their consolation prize. All right, guys. Well, before I go, I got to give you my plug. So you can find me at letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Send me a message. If you want to be a guest, you hear music in the background. If you want to maybe be featured, send it to me through on my email. But remember, this is just for promotional purposes. If I had the funds, I would pay you. But you know, I'm trying to help you out by putting you somewhere in the podcast. So send that there. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. The handle is letmeknowpod. And also, I have stickers now. So if you want a sticker, just DM me and we'll make that happen, okay? So yeah, they're pretty nice. It's the same logo that I have in my hat. So you guys should be familiar with it. And I posted a picture, so easy, right? Alright, well, you know, I think that's it. I'm gonna leave you guys with that. I just wanna thank you girls for, you know, coming on my podcast and blessing us, you know.
Thank you for having us.
You know, so I don't know. I want to end it with the burrito, with your guys' burrito like ending. So, okay, give it to me.
No, Maddie says it.
Oh, what do I say? All right, guys, let's wrap this up like a burrito.
So, who's the next one? The whole thing, man. Don't skip me out.
We gotta wrap it up like a burrito.
That's all the time we have for
today. Don't forget to spread a little love. Take off all your clothes. Do a little dance. Butt naked.
Get down tonight.
Butt naked if you want to. Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Okay, well, you know what? Never mind. Never mind. All right, guys. Well, I'll leave you guys with that. Till next time. I just want to let you guys know I appreciate everything you do for me. And I love every single one of you guys. All right, till next time. Bye.